Well, hey, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Draftcast. Thanks so much for making us a part of your day and a part of your week. My name's Paul Pretty and I'm the teaching pastor of our Marion campus. And I just want to say thank you so much for all of your prayers as it relates to the Marion campus. We've been just trying to figure things out and get launched, and God has been so good and so faithful. So I want to start off this morning just with a little bit of a story here. So it's been a long time where I just really felt this conviction of, you know, we really need to start gathering as the church in Marion on or before Easter. It was really what we've been aiming for quite a while now. And so we have this leased space. It's a tremendous space at 162 West Center Street in Marion, right downtown. And we're doing some renovations on that, and we've experienced some delays, and we got to the point where it became very, very clear that there was no way that construction was going to be completed in time for Easter. And so several weeks ago, I started reaching out to other folks trying to secure a temporary rental space that we could be in until that space at 162 West Center would be ready. And so a couple weeks ago, you know, sort of got a lead, and we were talking and it seemed like things were going to really work out. And so, you know, had this different agreement written up and things like that. And it came down to Thursday of this past week. And as I'm sort of playing things out in my head, I knew that we have to figure out something today. So Easter is, you know, it's 2 weeks away. The 17th is coming up really quickly. And so there's the 3rd, there's the 10th, and then we're at the 17th. It would be fantastic to get into a spot on the 10th so we could have sort of a preview service. And so I'm sort of maybe giving you a little bit too much detail, but I just want to talk you through sort of the pressure of the moment in a sense. And so, you know, we really got to get something figured out today, I was thinking, on this past Thursday, so that we can have a few days to plan, a few days to set up, so we can be ready for the 10th, and then we can publicly launch on the 17th. And so I was waiting to hear back from this church. We'd been going back and forth for a couple of weeks, and I'd sent out an email on Wednesday to our whole core group, you know, 100-some folks, and saying, please, would you join me in prayer that this would be able to work out? And so the whole church is praying, and I wake up on Thursday morning, and I'm just feeling like, it's not going to work. And it was just such a crushing sort of feeling, you know? And so I get it. I just wait and wait and wait. And later that day on Thursday, I had a meeting scheduled with another pastor in town. And I just felt, you know what, I'm just going to send him a text and tell him a little bit what's going on. In the event that we get a no from this other church, I just want to get him thinking. He's a well-connected guy here in the city. And so I send that text out, and then soon after that, I hear back from the church that we had been sort of going back and forth with, and for a variety of reasons, you know, it's totally okay. They end up saying no, and in the moment, that was a little bit crushing, I'll be honest. And in the goodness of God, in the provision of God, within minutes, I'm talking two, I have to look very specifically, but I believe it was 2 minutes, I get a text back from that pastor I'd reached out to sort of last second. And he said, hey, we have a totally empty gymnasium and kids room that we don't use on a Sunday morning. I want you to rest assured that it's yours if you need it. And so I go from working for weeks on this one situation, that not working out, to in a matter of minutes, sending a text, this guy thinking about it for literally minutes, and then responding to me saying, hey, it's done if you need it. And it was just such an incredible, I didn't see that coming. That's not the way I planned it. I didn't even have that on my radar until Thursday morning. And when God's in it and when God wants it to happen, it's done. It happens. And so praise God. Thank you for your prayers. We are going to launch at Marion First Nazarene, called Marion Naz. We're going to do a preview service on April 10th. We'll then have our public launch on April 17th at 9:30 a.m. And we are so excited to have this space. And, you know, we hope we're just in it for a few weeks as our space finishes up. But we're just so thankful to be able to worship together as the church, to be able to invite our friends, and maybe they'll be willing to say yes, because it's here in the city in which they live. And maybe God's going to use that willingness to save somebody. And God's going to sort of just, the power of meeting together as the church against the strongholds of the enemy in this city, the encouragement of meeting together and just asking and trusting God to do what only He can do through that. So I'm so excited. And it connected a little bit to what I've been reading in my personal devotional time. And so I've been in the book of Matthew, and in Matthew 8, there's this interaction that Jesus has with the Roman centurion who demonstrates this incredible faith. And so it starts out in verse 5. It says, "When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. 'Lord,' he said, 'my servant lies at home, paralyzed, suffering terribly.' And Jesus said to him, 'Shall I come and heal him?' And the centurion replied, 'Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it.' When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, 'Truly, I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith.'" And so essentially what the centurion is saying is, Jesus, you don't have to be physically present. You have all authority. You say the word and I know it will be done. And Jesus, the word that you use there is amazed, and other translations might say astonished. And that was a very striking word to me, because he's amazed specifically at faith. And there's also other sections, and I believe it's the only time that the word amazed or astonished is used many different times throughout the New Testament. But typically it's used when people are seeing what Jesus is doing and they're amazed, they're astonished. But only twice that I know of is that word used in connection to what Jesus is feeling. And so the first is Jesus is amazed or astonished at the centurion's faith. And the other we see in Mark chapter 6, when Jesus is in his hometown, he's in Nazareth, and his sort of hometown refuses to believe. And what Jesus says what the text says in verse 6 is that he, speaking of Jesus, was amazed at their lack of faith. And so in these two instances, Jesus, one is amazed at faith, and then the other, he's amazed at a lack of faith. And if I'm being honest with you, I think so often I fall in that category of just, you know, I have these moments of a lack of faith, and I know God is in something. I know he's doing something in this particular situation with the church building. Like, I know he wants us in Marion, and I would go through these peaks and valleys of just a lack of faith. And then I would feel this moment of like, no, God, you're going to make this work. It's going to happen. Like, I believe you're going to figure something out. And I'm not saying Jesus is amazed at my faith in any means, but what I want to say to us is, how often are we in the category of a lack of faith, and how often are we in the category that we believe God is going to do something because we know he is a good father, we know he is able, we know Jesus, when he says the word, it happens. He's the one with all authority. All authority on heaven and earth has been given to him. And so I just wanted to bring that to you today of just thinking of that sort of those two categories. I want to be found faithful, and I want to be found to be one who has faith, even when the circumstances seem as though they're impossible. And so I want to pray to that end today. Not that Jesus would be amazed with us. It's not really my goal. We need to be amazed with him, but that we would be a people who do not doubt, who say, God, I trust you and I believe in you. If it's accordance with your will, I know you're going to work it out. And if it's not, I know you're going to give me the ability to see and to submit and to understand your will be done, not mine. Your kingdom come, not mine. Your reign and rule in my life above and beyond all. So let's pray to that end this morning. I'll kick us off and I'll let you finish. Father, we thank you for the ability to have faith, that faith is a gift from you, and we want to praise you for that. Father, I ask that you would allow us to have a faith that endures, a faith that believes, even when circumstances are difficult and maybe seem impossible, that you are greater than the circumstance. Father, help us not reject you. Help us not just lose sight of who you are, Jesus, and help us when things are hard, trust you above and beyond all. God, we trust you and we love you. Help us trust and love you more. It's in Christ's name we pray.